Waverly football, Coach, off to a great start, 2-0. You get a little revenge against two teams that got you the beginning of the year last year, and you're battle-tested already with Bennington and Seward already. Holy smokes, what a couple of tough openers, huh?
Yeah, it was. You know, I mean, this time last year we were 0-2, so to be 2-0, I think that says a lot about the work that the boys have put in this offseason. And definitely wanting, like you said, some revenge on those teams who got us last year. And obviously a lot of respect for both those programs. I mean, it doesn't get any better than Bennington football right now in Class B. And so to be able to open the season with a win against those guys definitely, was a great jump start to the season. But obviously one game does not make or break your season. And didn't play our best ball last week against Seward. But at the same time, Seward is such – I mean, they're as talented. And they're shorthanded, obviously, too, without their starting quarterback. But they are as talented across the board as many of teams, and that they'll go on and win a lot of football games too. So for our boys to be able to get in those tight games and be able to pull them out, you know, we think that's definitely going to be good for us down the line, because there's just something to be said about getting into close games and being able to come out on top that is just really good for the morale of your team, but also too, when you get down the stretch against teams like McCook and some other teams we have on our schedule, we know it's going to be close games.
Coach, can you tell us what happened from week one to week two that maybe not as crisp, or turnovers, something like that happened in week two?
You know, it wasn't necessarily turnovers, anything like that. I think anytime you open up with a team like Bennington, you put so much energy into that game, it's not uncommon to come out the next week and have a little lull, you know, from that standpoint. But it wasn't, you know, we came out right away and we got up 7-0 on Seward. So it wasn't like our boys didn't come to play. It was just we didn't execute quite as well. Against Bennington, we had zero penalties as a team and executed as high a level as I've had a team do for game one. And, you know, the next game, we just weren't quite as crisp. We had about three penalties as a team, and that was three more than we had the week before. And they were big penalties. One of them came in the red zone as we were going in to go up 35-14. And another one came earlier in the game that forced us to have to punt. So, just didn't play quite as clean as we had the week before. But, you know, it's really good as a coach because, it's something you focus on and want to preach. And I think the thing that, we told the boys is, you just can't have lulls like that. You can't have a moment where you play really good one week and not quite as good the next, because this is Class B football, and we play a very tough schedule. And so do not have an opportunity to have a down week, because if you do, you're going to get knocked off by somebody.
Coach, what a run it's been. Really, the last 7 years, you've been the playoffs every year and won at least one, if not two, playoff games and made a deep run in five of those years. So I'm sure this bunch this year is thinking, this has got to be our year. We've got a lot of good kids coming back. They're ready to finally make that deep run and get to that state championship game if possible.
Yeah, that's always the big goal. That we have. And when we met with our seniors last year, that was the goal that, the ultimate goal that they set. And, but to accomplish that, you got to stay healthy. And you got to just take it one week at a time. And so it's real easy to sometimes get focused so much on the end all goal that, the process in which to get there gets lost. And so, the boys have done a really good job of just buying into the weight room, being committed to the process of just trying to get a little bit better each week. And if we do that, we think we got a great shot there at the end of the season to try and make a deep run. We got obviously experience in the playoffs. Like you said, we've been in the semifinals, I think, four of the last 6 years or whatever they've been, and quarterfinals the other two and three or years, whatever it's been. But the boys are definitely, playoff tested, but definitely want to get over that hump. And but like I said, it's a process, and it's a one step at a time deal. But that's definitely the guys' goal.
Coach, when it comes to stars or your top guys, you got a senior running back, Nathan Axman. What I see is averaging almost 200 yards a game. He's scored, four touchdowns this year. He's your guy. No, your workhorse for this team so far, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And we definitely got to be mindful of that. I think he went 38 carries against Bennington, which, he handled him well. I mean, carry one looked just as good as carry 38. And so, it was hard not to give him the ball, especially in a tight game. And then last week we went in with the intent where you know, we were going to try and limit him to about 20 or so, but needed to lean on him a little bit more. And next thing you know, he's got 30 carries in that game. So that's too many, though. And we know that. And we got a, you know, we're just in a tough portion of the schedule right now where we definitely, you know, are relying on our bell cow back there. But we definitely need to be smart with him and whatnot, because, you know, he is such a talented young man that, you know, not having him has a big effect on the team. And so we got to be smart about how we use him. But it's hard to not give him the ball when he's in the backfield, that's for sure.
I know you love to run the ball. McCook does the same way. But you can throw it when you want to, can't you?
Yeah, you know, we got a really good quarterback, Broxton Tepley. And we got also some really good receivers. We return every receiver that we have from last year. So we got a nice veteran group there at that. You know, last year we weren't very explosive in the pass game. A lot of that attributed to, you know, just a young set of receivers a year ago. And, well, now they're a year older, a year wiser, a year more weathered. And they've done a great job. And they got a great guy throwing to them with Broxton, who, you know, he was at Iowa State this last week on a visit. And he was at Kansas State the week before. So he's a high-level kid, extremely high IQ. And the nice thing about a guy like that is it does allow us to not rely so much on Nathan in the backfield in our run game. It allows us to be able to force teams to not be able to, you know, just load the box up. And if they are going to load the box up, we got to make them pay for it. And that's what Broxton really brings to the table for us.
Coach, it was 20-7 your place last year between the Bison and Vikings. What about this year's version of the Bison? You've watched, I'm sure, a lot of game film with their first two games. What's your thoughts on McCook as you make the road trip out west here?
Oh, well, always such a well-coached team. And, you know, last year we were just trying to figure out how to win a game. We were 0-2 at the time, kind of not really knowing who we are as a team. And when you got a really good McCook team who was 2-0 at that time come in, we knew we were in for a ball banger. And then it's going to be the same thing here. And a lot of our kids are really excited to get to go out and play at the historical McCook stadium out there, which, you know, a lot of our guys have heard so many stories about from our coaching staff from back when they went out there in, I think, 2018, and, you know, some of the other years they've been out there, and just what a fun atmosphere that is. And so it's going to be a ball banger, man. There's no doubt that running back Tristan Campbell, he's as good as there is in Class B, you know, heck of a wrestler, so you know he's tough. The quarterback, we know all about him because we got to see him last year. Kid can really sling it. He's got a great control of the offense, 3-year starter for him. And they've gotten a little bit back to some of the roots of McCook. You know, they're going back to the Veer-style offense, and that's always a tough thing because it requires you to be so disciplined on the defensive side. And they've, you know, just done a really good job in those first 2 weeks. And they got, obviously, showed some grit last week. They were down against a really good Aurora team and found a way to win at the end. And so, you know, they've been in close games. They're battle-tested. Where last year they really weren't. Those first two games they just won, I think, by an average of 35 or 42 points. And so the fact that they're battle-tested is really a good thing for them as well. So I think it's going to be a great game.
Finally, Coach, Class B, tougher than ever. Gosh, some of the scores in the first 2 weeks, wow, I mean, seeing the Scut score against in their opener, and look at what Norris, you're going to see them down the line off to a 2-0 start, and your team, and Bennington, still a really good team at 1-1. So, boy, that Class B from top to bottom, it's some great teams out there once again this year.
Oh, you know, as deep as it's ever been, I think there's 10 teams that have a legit chance to be there still at the end. You know, initially everybody thought it was kind of a 4-to-5-dog race, but it's not. It's a deep class. And, you know, you can't forget about the McCooks and the Scotts Bluffs out west. I mean, those guys are going to roll into the playoffs with 8-9 wins each, you know. And so it's going to be they're going to be top seeds. And then, you know, you come to the east side, you got Elk North, who's just as talented. I think they're probably the most talented team in B, top to bottom. I think their entire linebacker crop has D1 offers. And so, you know, I know on paper it looks like, you know, Scut might be down a little bit from their game with Norris, but that's not the case at all. Coach Terman will get those boys going, and by the time the playoffs roll around, nobody's going to want to play them. And so it's as deep a class as there's ever been. And, you know, so it makes it fun. It makes it really fun. And we play a nice challenging schedule, so we'll know right where we're at by the time playoffs roll around. But right now, the only focus we have is McCook, and we know that that's going to be a tough one for us.